Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. June is busting out all over, as the old tune goes. It was never more evident than the past weekend as temperatures soared into the miserable category up the trail. In an area that lives more by a thermometer and barometer than a calendar, our mercury spike chased me and the moose into the shade of the balsam forest and cool lake waters. Even those cooler escape places offered little mitigation to the suffering. It's lemonade, iced tea, and cold watermelon time, to be sure. It was corn-growing weather, and this just isn't acceptable at 48 degrees north. To put it bluntly, that's how we feel about things here in border country. It's not cool unless it's cool. Lake water temps are warming rapidly, with the mercury at our Wilder Smith dock climbing into the mid-60s this past weekend. In addition to water warm-up, the Gunflint Lake Gal has experienced a notable 6-inch drop from its recent high water point. That's a lot of outflow and evaporation. The territory has once again settled into one of those no-rain-for-days stretches. I can't say that we've been totally blank, but since first of the month, that which has dampened the rain gauge along Gunflint Lake's south shore is barely over a quarter inch. Pretty skimpy. A fellow down the road tells of his concern for some nesting loon pairs that he usually observes in his lakeshore neighborhood. He fears that they were apparently flooded out with recent high water. Their nesting sites were occupied in the mid part of May, but since our late month deluge, he has seen no activity where previously found. I still hear loons calling in both daily twilight times down the lake, so it's my guess that they'll return to nesting territory as the water level recedes. Knowing that their body chemistry will realign, there will most likely be another attempt at setting up residence for a family raising. I remember last year when the chickwock nesting pair lost their first eggs to an eagle. They came back in a short time with hormones in order and experienced a successful hatching during mid-July. Another avian happening has occurred with the annual disappearance of our hummingbirds. The usual minute-by-minute arrivals and takeoffs from our sweet juice port has dwindled to almost none. I suspect that they might be in the nesting mode with little ones to tend. Travel up the trail these days will provide a ground-level, rainbow experience, to be sure. Our narrow ribbon of blacktop is lined with wild blooms, too many to count. Especially noted are huge patches of lupin, with compliments from gold and orange hawkweed, buttercups, and a myriad of other varieties. In a matter of days, these will be joined by drifts of daisies. A special treat would be a trip down Lupin Lane, also known as South Gunflint Lake Road or County Road 20. The roadside is a maze of purple, blue, lavender, pink, and white spires for nearly 2 miles. Spectacular. Trail residents and Gunflint Trail Historical Society members are reminded of the 3rd annual Fish Fry fundraiser this coming Monday, June 18th. The Chickwack Museum and Nature Center grounds will be the site beginning at 12 noon. Free will donations will be accepted to get a taste of the fine shore lunch that will be provided by Gunflint Lodge and hosted by Society volunteers. Please plan to bring a lawn chair if possible and enjoy a great Chickwack day. Don't miss it. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor some Northwoods cuisine.